Good evening, everyone, and welcome to My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever with Stu Scheer right here on the Trim Radio Network. Anyway, we broadcast live all over the world. Come on over to the Trim Radio Network where you can buy merchandise, you can listen in, you can text us right off the homepage, and I'll tell you what, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. The opinions expressed by a host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of Trim Radio Network, its owners, and others. Any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. We have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, and that song right there, Leave It to Beaver, covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. Without further ado, here is Stu.
Boy, you're having a good evening, I'll tell you what. You know, you normally send me, you already, right, now I'm getting like you. Hey, you send me an email, say, okay, it's time to log in, and I go ahead to log in, and I've had like three notices in a row, so something's going on with the internet system that we're using. Who knows? Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, and my little disclaimer is this. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt. I mean a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And, hey, by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Well, you know, we always do shout-outs before the show. Big shout-out to Trim Radio Network because they put us on the air. And we've been doing this for, over 10 years. And I'll tell you what, Michael and I both have a good time. And there are a lot of shows that we have and more coming down the line. We've got Rascala with his Fishing in Florida show. We've got Money and Change on Sundays at 7 p.m. We've got Bare Knuckles Reality Show. No, the Bare Knuckles Show with Angel Strong. And we've got Weekly Music Countdown. We've also got the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas, of course, tonight. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever right here at 8 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We've got the Brighter Life Show, the Spiritual Freedom Show, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And so we've got all that going on. And I'll tell you what, if you want to have your own show, contact us. There's a contact section on the page, and just click on it and let us know. And we'll give you the directions on how you can have your own radio show every week. And it's great. We have a lot of fun. And Michael and I are always kidding around either before the show or after the show, sometimes during the show. And it's interesting. There's never a dull moment on Trim Radio. Hey, big shout out to the University of Findlay. We've got 23 days until everybody graduates. Yippee. All the seniors are going to go on, hopefully, to more education there at University of Findlay, or they'll go elsewhere, or they will enter the world of work. Yeah, world of work. I did that for many years. Well, anyhow, they're going to graduate in 23 days at the University of Findlay, and a lot of them are going to get very good jobs when they get out. So you want to check them out at www.findlay.edu. Also, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You got to check them out on Facebook. He does some very good custom pens. Michael and I both have pens of his. And if you have a business, a school, a college, university, and you want presentation pens. I mean, even if you have a church and you want presentation pens to hand out to certain officers of the church or whatever, contact Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and they're on Facebook. Check out his work. It's top-notch. He's got some really good pens. You send him the design. He'll make sure that the pens are done to your specs. There are no specifications. But he's good. And I talk to Phil usually a couple times a month. And sometimes I get to go over to his workshop, and nothing leaves that place until it is perfect. And I mean perfect. So check him out, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. Also, Money and Change. Check us out. We post a lot of financial things during the week, and there's been a lot going on. And of course, we have My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's Wednesdays at 8. And we have the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They've got a big sale going on I think it's Thrive Life Foods, freeze-dried foods. And they put a lot of YouTube videos out. Very good people. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Check them out. They're also on YouTube. Fantastic people down in Wiggins, Mississippi. It's about 100 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. And he has a small farm there, and he does a lot of different innovative things. Also, Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. You have to check out Dave, because I'll tell you what, there's boots on the ground, and they send reports into him, and he gives that information out on YouTube. And I've known Dave for many years, and he's a fantastic person. He's a very hard worker. And he is trying to develop a place for his prepper community to go to if there's an emergency. He knows a lot about prepping. Also, Prepper Nurse One down in West Virginia, and that's Ed Carswell. And he's developing a place down there. And then there's Nate at Canadian Prepper. He's also on Facebook. He's doing some videos on Facebook now. So a lot of people are out there, and they say, well, why do you always go over the shout-outs? Well, they're good people. They need a shout-out. I don't get any income or anything for giving their names and their YouTube channels or whatever. They're just good people. And I will recommend good people. I will not recommend bad people. I will not do it. If somebody has scammed the public and they're on my list, they're suddenly off the list. I don't take scammers. I don't take spammers. I don't take people that cause problems. I just want good factual information that we can pass on to everybody, whether it's Money and Change or whether it's, you know, Life Left or whatever. I'd like to keep people informed because, man, I'll tell you what, a lot of crazy stuff's going on. This last weekend up in Chicago, I've got a friend of mine, Terry Hemmert, from up at WXRT Radio, and she was the drive time, what do you call them, jockettes? Disc jockey? And she does part-time on there now. She was fantastic, and she was the drive time queen for the city of Chicago for many years. And it just wasn't XRT. I mean, she was well known in Chicago. And they're having riots downtown on Michigan Avenue this weekend, and they were stomping on cars and doing all kinds of stuff. And it was basically teens. And the mayor there is like, oh, hey, you know, they need counseling. They need more than counseling. I think if they were out stomping on my car, I would be saying arrest them and we'll handle it, you know, in court. There's no need to get violent. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you think you are. There's no need to get violent. There's no need to cause damage. There's no need to riot. That's stupid. And in my world, where I live, we don't have riots. Matter of fact, today was such a nice day, this Wednesday. I decided, I called a friend of mine and said, hey, let's go out to dinner and we'll take a ride. And we went up to a state park, and there's a restaurant up there, and we just sat there and just chilled out and then drove around, then finally came back home. And we had to go to the cemetery to visit a few graves. And the cemetery that we have where I live is an arboretum. At least that's what they call it. It's not full of weeds or anything. It's fairly well maintained. And it's really nice. You can go walking there, and the trees are in bloom now. And everything is just nice. And so we did. We stopped off at the what I call the K-56 estate, which is our family plot. And stopped there for a couple minutes. Then we went on over to my friend's place, and she went to see her parents, and we did that. And a lady came walking by, and there are always people out in the cemetery walking, because you don't have to worry about cars or anything. You know, you can just walk there, and it's peaceful and quiet. And this lady comes walking along with what I thought was a Saint Bernard. It was actually a big Pyrenees that was about 8 years old, very friendly, but they have a problem. They like to slobber. And there this monster was slobbering. Beautiful dog, though. You could throw a saddle on and ride the thing. I mean, you know, but people are walking their dogs in the cemetery, and people are running and jogging and so forth, and that's on a lower level. And then on the upper level, there's a canal that goes through it, and they walk or run on the canal or ride their bikes up there. It's a neat place. It really is. It's very, very calming, no matter what time of the year it is. The only bad thing is winter. Even though everything is plowed and everything, it is cold. But anyhow, that's what we did. And then we came home, and I said, I've got to do a show tonight. And I got on the computer and got everything set up, and Michael sent me 3 invites, and I didn't get them. And then all of a sudden, boom, they appeared. So something is going on with the internet a little bit. The Amazing Polly, if you get a chance to listen to her on BitChute, BitChute, or you can also get her on Facebook in the video section. And she's from up in Canada in the Ontario area. And today she had problems with the internet. She had a show ready to go at 10 a.m. And for some reason, she couldn't get online. Nothing would work. And so she was really upset with that, because she puts a lot of work into her radio shows or in the videos. Also, she looks at things here in the United States. And somebody told me about her, and I follow her, not religiously, but you know, I'll check on her a couple times a week and see what interesting things she has to talk about. Another thing I do is there's a guy by the name of Cliff, C-L-I-F, High, H-I-G-H. And Cliff is a pretty smart guy. You've probably heard me talk about him on Money and Change, sometimes on here. And he talks about a lot of different things. And he's really, really knowledgeable. He's an actuary, a person that's very good with numbers for the insurance industry. He's also a programmer, and he's an intelligent person. And he was bringing some stuff up. And of course, he's not a doctor or anything like that, not a lawyer or whatever. But he found some stuff and he did some research on it. And if we get a chance, we'll talk about it today. There's just so much stuff going on out there. And that's what gets me. Everything that I'm looking at. Oh, man, did you hear about Budweiser? You know, the king of beers. And then they did some type of trans thing with a weird can of beer picture. And somebody in the marketing department really messed up. And as a result, people saw the ad and the cans and so forth, and they lost $6 billion, that's with a B, dollars in sales. Could you imagine losing $6 billion in sales? $6 billion is a lot of money. And could you imagine that if it was your business, you'd be out of business? Luckily, Budweiser is going to have a big problem, but the other brands that they have may not. But when the marketing department does something stupid and they ruin their brand, sometimes they never regain their business. Well, this thing was like $6 billion in revenue that they lost. And that's scary. Often the marketing department that messes up on something like that, I think the CEO and CFO, that's the chief executive officer and the financial officer, might have to talk to the board of directors, who would probably say, whoever those people were, fire them. We've lost $6 billion, and if you don't get it fixed within 24 hours, probably the CFO and CEO will be fired too. I mean, that's what happens in the corporate world. It starts at the top and it ripples on down. And like I used to tell my guys that I used to supervise for half the state, I said, you know, just remember this, when you make a decision, picture yourself in the very bottommost pit of a 12-story outhouse. And the layers above you have elephants with diarrhea, and you're at the bottom, and you had a sump pump, but the sump pump suddenly went out and you have a shovel. So you don't want to make a lot of mistakes, because the bad ones will really get you in trouble, and stuff goes downhill, if you know what I mean. And I think that's going to happen with Budweiser. They may not broadcast that they've fired certain people, but I imagine things are going to happen. And it's not going to be a fun time for the people that made the bad decision. You know, and it happens in business. Look at the Edsel. Remember that car way back when? I think it was 1957, 58. The Edsel came out by Ford Motor Company, and the Edsel was an absolute dud. It was a dud. And they lost a lot of money on that. Took Ford a while to recoup what they've lost, but it's nothing like Budweiser. Ford didn't lose $62 billion. Okay, that's what's kind of scary. Also, hey, you know, something came out about Medicaid eligibility, and up to 15 million Americans could lose their coverage in Medicaid as the pandemic era protection ends. Hey, I've got that on Trim Radio Network with My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever. It's there. The video's there. You have to watch it. You really do. It was done by ABC7 in Chicago. Check it out, because if you're on Medicaid, you could lose your Medicaid. And that's happened to a friend of mine. There's a real possibility that they might lose their Medicaid, and they need it because of the medications and services that they need for eyesight and other issues. So you want to check that video out. Also, I think I talked about Sunday. 70% of Americans are financially stressed, and 58% live paycheck to paycheck, according to Mike Shedlock at Mish, M-I-S-H, Talk, TALK.com. I really didn't get a chance to get into it, but we're experiencing inflation. I mean, my God, I went to get gas the other day, And a couple days before, gasoline was about $3.49. I went back to the same station. It was $3.79. In 2 days, it changed. How many people can afford that? Especially when people leave from my location and drive to Dayton and Cincinnati for their jobs, and then they have to get gas and come back. How much are they going to lose in wage earnings? Especially if you're a traveling salesman, sometimes you get reimbursed and sometimes you don't. But up to 15 million Americans could lose coverage. What they're really doing is there's an insurance group called Molina. And Molina is trying to determine who is eligible according to the federal regulations. And once they get that list and it's cleaned up and they get rid of the scammers, then they're going to look at the people that really need that health insurance and Medicaid and then go ahead and readjust everything for them. And so that was there. It was posted on our My World Laugh Life and Whatever page this week. So you want to check that out. And you can also see works of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. They're there. And there's a pen that he did, and I don't know who it was for. How do I say that on this show? It was a duty pen, D-U, or D-O-O-D-I-E, I guess is how you would spell it. Well, anyhow, it was an imagery of Mr. Duty, if you want to call him that, done for a special person, but he had some other beautiful pens there, so you want to check those out. I do have to tell you that Phil does have a sense of humor, and that's good. But he does excellent work. He really does. And of course, you know, on Holy Week, we were not doing any shows. We might have had reruns, but that's the way it goes. And coming out of Holy Week, we had some problems with our server, you might as well say. Anyhow, we had problems, and so we didn't have a show for another week. So I had 2 weeks off. And I'm gathering up all this information, and I'm thinking of all these people that are living paycheck to paycheck. They're really financially stressed. The cost of food is going up and up. And if you go to places like Walmart, better known as around here as Wally World, or you go to Kroger's, or you go to IGA, or you would go to a mom and pop grocery store, or even Aldi's, the prices have changed. The nice thing is, here in my town, they closed our Aldi store, they remodeled it, and it is beautiful. They have a lot more things there, and which is great. And I go there about once a week. Some people go there a couple times a week. But they do. They have things that are a little bit different than what they would have at Kroger's or at Wally World. And so we go there, but we have to carefully shop because you have to stretch the dollar even farther. For example, you know, I went out tonight and I had, well, let's put it this way. I had a tenderloin sandwich and fries and a drink, 7-Up. And my friend had a sandwich and fries. And she decided she was going to order 2 pies and take them home. I didn't have any problem with that. But when I got the bill, holy cow, it was $30 for the bill for 2 people. And I'm thinking, I really didn't get that much, and neither did she. The pie was the killer. So she can enjoy the pie all she wants. I already had birthday cakes and everything else here, so I didn't I didn't want a pie. One of the things that friends of mine do, they will make me a Boston cream pie, which I absolutely love, especially when it's good and cold. And then a friend of mine called me up and she said, I'm dropping off a lemon cake. Well, I had lodge last night and I finally got home about 9:30 at night. And I looked at my security camera and sure enough, there she is pulling into the drive and dropping off this sack. And so I went on the front porch and I got it. And I tried a piece of it this morning. I thought, no, not last night, because we went out to eat at a really nice Mexican restaurant before lodge. So I waited till this morning and I had a piece of that cake. That was the best lemon cake in the world. Missy, thank you very much. It was really appreciative. And I want to tell you something. It sent me into seventh heaven coma from sugar. So I really have to watch that stuff. But, oh, it was so good. It was fantastic. And, you know, I mean, I turned 3/4 of a century on Sunday. Now, I went out to Olive Garden for a birthday dinner on Saturday. And then Sunday we had to do the show. And then it's back to reality on Monday and Tuesday and so forth. I have a lot of stuff in my schedule that I have to do. And I'm working more now than when I was really working. And I was running half the state in my division. And it's, when you run 60 businesses, it's a trip. But, you know, getting back to Bud Light, I don't know how many of you people enjoy, imbibe, have a beer now and then. It might go good with pizza or a hamburger, whatever. But can you imagine losing $6 billion? Oh, man, that is just... that hurts. Poor decisions cause a multitude of problems. There was a thing that was written by Naveen Anthropoli, Anthropoly, from the Epoch Times. And he was saying Bob Nardinelli, the former CEO of Home Depot, better known as around here as Home Depot, is warning about more bankruptcies hitting the U.S. economy and blames lawmakers for the delay in coming to terms regarding the country debt ceiling. Well, there's a lot of things that I think aren't right. The big thing is, you know, this last week we had income tax that had to be done. And here I am, I'm suddenly writing 6 checks. One to the feds, one to the state, one for a school tax. And then I have to do an estimated, because now that I am in a different category, I have to do an estimated tax. So that meant 3 more checks. I was getting wrist problems from writing the checks. I also had a problem. I think it was a heart problem when I wrote the first check for the feds. You know, they take our money and we really never see it again. And what do they do with it? They often give it away to other countries. Why don't they use it here first if we have anything left over, then give it to a different country that is in need? Let's do stuff at home first. But you see trillions of dollars being spent, and some things are very frivolous. And I think we ought to make the government very accountable on the money that they get from us in taxes. Somebody was telling me on the, it was WLW radio, and they were explaining that this one group wanted to have a 2.75% income tax, and everybody would pay 2.75% to the government or the state. And then for the federal government, they would say another 2.75%. It's a flat tax. That makes it very simple when you do your taxes. You don't have all these deductions and different things that you can take and do. It just confuses everything. Just a simple tax. And then make sure that the tax money they get is spent for what they have to do as far as what's in the Constitution. Nothing else. That would be a nice thing. But the guy from Home Depot, this Bob Nardinelli, he's looking at a lot of bankruptcies coming up. And the funny thing is, on the bankruptcy end, I was listening to Greg Hunter's show today, and they had Nerner is his last name, and I think he's from Belgium or he's from the Netherlands, and he does a lot of research on financial trends and so forth. And he came out and he said that everything is going to get bad worldwide. Worldwide. And that the US is going to have a lot of problems. He's predicting bank collapses in Europe, other problems coming over here in the US. We're going to have certain types of riots and everything else. And he's making me think, you know, we can rise above this. We don't need riots. We need a rule of law. The law says X, Y, and Z. And that's what it is. And we abide by it. Now, if people don't want to abide by that law, and it's a common sense law, then they deserve the consequences. Like all these stabbings. Jeez. People slapping. I mean, I saw a video before the show, and this guy was in the hallway, and this lady was in the doorway in her bathrobe or whatever. And he just says, "Is this your mama?" Boom, slaps her. And they said, "Hey, now you shouldn't do that." Wham, he hits her three times. Well, that would be considered assault. And old people walking down the street, and for some reason, somebody comes up and they slap them upside the head, or they blindside them, come up from behind them and hit them with something, and they drop to the ground. I mean, they could die. Hey, that's homicide. Assault is assault is assault. And in New York, they're not doing anything about it for the most part, from what I've been able to hear. In other cities, Chicago, LA, they've got the same problems. It turns out that the politicians are very liberal in those areas, and people think that they can get away with it. You know, America growing up back in the 50s and 60s was fairly civil. Of course, yeah, you had civil rights and demonstrations and things like that. But America was basically civilized. You didn't have a lot of murders, you didn't have a lot of muggings, you didn't have a lot of rapes. People were civilized. And we've gotten away from that, and I think we need to get back to, we follow the Constitution, we follow the Bill of Rights, and we don't violate the laws that are there to keep us safe. And we don't cheat somebody. For example, last night at lunch, we were talking about, we have an open house, mandatory open house for all the lodges in the state of Ohio. And they said, well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to invite people in. We'll have, you know, snacks for them and so forth. And we'll show them what we've got here, what we do, so they're not afraid of what we do. And I'll just say, now, I'm a Mason. Yeah. And we go in. We don't cuss and swear in lodge. We are have a certain decorum that we use. We treat people as people, human beings, and we have certain rules that we follow, and that's the way it is. You don't deviate from that. And we're not really a secret society. We're far from it. The only thing is the initiation that you get, and that's common with any fraternal organization. But other than that, yeah, we argue about money. We argue about different things. But in the end, we're all brothers. We're all fraternal brothers. And that's great. Well, anyhow, we have to have this open house. And ours is going to be from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. So we were talking about all that. And what we would tell people, and you know, if they have any questions, they can freely ask the questions and we'll give them the answers. And we discuss it, and it's a certain nicety about the way we discuss things. We may have different ideas, but we hash them out, we come up with a common plan, and we go forward. But we're all friendly. There are no fights, no arguments. That's not allowed. You can't talk politics within the lodge. That's not allowed. There's no swearing in the lodge. That's not allowed. It's back to the old days, and it's very civil, very polite. And I think that's the way that the world ought to be. Why would we want to have riots and people doing stupid stuff? I don't know about you. That bothers me. There was something Robert Burroughs at bondvigilantes.com, and he said, the U.S. dollar, the king is dead, long live the king. As I would say in England. But is the dollar losing its status as the king of currency? I would say yes, and here's the reason why. Because the politicians were stupid. They printed more money than they had backed by gold and silver and other things. Oh, we'll just print more money. That's no problem. We'll run up the debt that never gets paid off. It was once. I think back in the 80s, early 90s. And now we're like $70 trillion in debt. The national debt clock, if I look at it right now, U.S. national debt is $31,693,524,000,000 and climbing. It's now it's 525. It just jumped. The tax revenue right now is $4,613,060,000,000, almost $61 million. So that'll climb by the end of the show. Think of that. You know, the debt per citizen is $94,702, according to the USDebtClock.org, and the debt per taxpayer is $247,766. I don't know about you, but I don't have $247,766. My credit card, actually both credit cards, are paid off. I don't owe a cent. I keep it that way. I do not pay interest. When the bill comes due, I pay it, and that's it. I have good credit, and I want to keep it that way. I know some people that are over their heads. They'll never get out. They'll be working until they're 90, if they're living. Because they said, oh, I want it now, and we'll pay for it later. And it's not a good policy, guys. We talk about that on Money and Change on Sundays. But yeah, you know, there's so much stuff out there that's going on. It just drives me nuts. And sometimes people send me jokes. And there's a guy that you need to listen to. It's Roy D. Mercer, R-O-Y, and then the middle initial is D, and Mercer. Get him on YouTube. You'll love him. He does phone pranks on people from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he is fantastic. Hey, that one thing about Cliff High, he put out a video. It's only a minute and 37 seconds long. He put out 2 days, and according to YouTube or BitChute, is 22 hours ago. 2 days and 22 hours ago. And what he did, he's had problems with cancer, and he's been doing some research on it, and he found a thing called fenbendazole, F-E-N-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. And it was a cancer protocol, and they have certain sizes of pills or, you know, milligrams of the cancer protocol. And he's trying it, and what it is some type of a bowel cleanser, dog dewormer type thing, but it's done for humans. It's ISP rated, and you could, according to him, you could get it on Amazon. I don't know. Some people have said it's been taken off, and you have to just type in F-E-N-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. And also watch this video on BitChute, and Cliff explains everything. He says it works. Well, there are other things that can work too. I don't know, check it out. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But listen to Cliff High, he's a pretty smart guy. Well, anyhow, getting back to Roy D. Mercer, funny guy, does these phone pranks out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He is funny as all get out. I love listening to the guy. He has that Oklahoma twang. And he really gets some things going. He had one on finger fungus, and his son had finger fungus. And, oh, that was hilarious. And it had me rolling. And then there was another one about a problem in the cemetery. That was kind of crazy, but he gets people all riled up, and they don't know who called this in. And finally at the end he says, well, do you know Floyd so-and-so? Yeah, I know. He put me up to that prank. And it's interesting. It's early morning pranks with Roy D. Mercer. So you want to check him out. I won't put him on the Facebook page. Things are a little bit borderline, but it's good for radio, and there's no real cussing and swearing or anything like that. Well, hey, we always do some jokes from time to time, and there's a bunch that I got from a friend of mine down in Florida, and this guy used to own Rolls-Royce dealerships in Pennsylvania. Boy, I'd like to have his money, I'll tell you what. I don't feel him on this side. Well, anyhow, he sent me some stuff. Yeah. And he said, no one is listening until you pass gas. And I saw a video, and I forget where, I think it was on Facebook, of a guy with a fart machine, P-H-A-R-T, if you know what I mean. And he had it in his pocket, and he would walk through a crowd of people, and this thing would go off. And the looks on their faces, they were recording everything. It was funny. I'm going to have to get one of those sometime. Never test the depth of the water with both feet. Well, this friend of mine lives on the Gulf, so I imagine he wouldn't do that. If you think nobody cares whether you're alive or dead, try missing a couple of payments on your credit card or car payment. Just try missing. Before you criticize someone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. Well, that way, when you criticize them, you're a mile away and you have their shoes. And at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you. If you lend somebody $21 or $20 and never see that person again, It was probably well worth it. Give him $20, tell him go away. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. And that's true. A lot of politicians ought to remember that. If they tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Well, you know, some days you are the dog and some days you are the tree. Think about that one. I'd hate to be the tree. Don't worry. It only seems kinky the first time. Oh my God. Good judgment comes from a bad experience, and most of that comes from bad judgment. A closed mouth gathers no foot. Have you ever been around people when they open their mouth, they put their foot right in and swallow right up to the knee? Oh, I used to experience that. I don't think I ever got past the ankle, though. I never got up to the knee. And usually I would kid around and people would know that I would kid around. There are two excellent theories for arguing with women. Two excellent theories for arguing with women. Neither one of them works. Have you ever argued? Guys, have you ever argued with your mom? Have you ever argued with your girlfriend? Have you ever argued with your wife? Who wins it? Really, who wins the argument? The ladies do. For some reason, we can't argue very well. Maybe that's a male trait. I don't want to argue. That's why I don't really argue. I'll say my piece and that's it. Generally speaking, you aren't learning much when your lips are moving. Well, politicians, you know, when a politician's lying, it's when their lips are moving. Whether the politician is on the local level or on the state level or on the national level, when their lips are moving, chances are they're lying. Like a friend of mine said down in Cincinnati, they be talking out the side of their neck. I could never figure that one out. I never knew that we had teeth on the side of our neck, a mouth on the side of our neck, but it was a good phrase. An experience is something you don't get until just after you need it. Today I was looking around for something and I knew I had that item. It was a pair of scissors. Have you ever done that? You can't find the scissors? You can't find a stapler or you can't find something else? You know that you might have extra shoelaces and your shoelace broke. And you know you have extra ones, but you forgot where you put them. That's not only happening in old age. People younger have that problem too. Well, I'll tell you what. Never under any circumstances take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. That's the best word of advice I have probably heard all day long. Never take under any circumstances a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. That gets a little tentative. Well, guys, you know, I don't know about your world. My world's been crazy this week. I think I had a void course of moon, and you want to look at that on the internet, look that up. It's when times are figured out astronomically. When is your bad day of the month or of the quarter or of the year? And you look up void, V-O-I-D, course of moon. And the funny thing was, mine was supposed to be bad on Monday. And it wasn't. Nothing happened for me on Monday. So I was thinking Tuesday it's going to happen. Nothing. And today, nothing happened that was bad. Hopefully that's a trend. Usually some people can say astronomically your void course of moon days is from 2 a.m. to 9 p.m. and bad things could happen at that time. So you want to avoid the void course of moon. A lot of stuff going on out there. Keep your head on a swivel. By this, I'm saying be aware of what's happening around you. If you're in Chicago, watch out for people slapping people and running off or doing bad things. If you're in New York, the same thing goes. If you're in Dayton, Ohio, watch out. Be aware. And what happened to me one time, as far as being aware, you know, I had a situation where I was in the Wally World parking lot. And there was a guy standing next to one of the light poles there. And I had just pulled into my parking spot and I hit the button to lock the car. I always lock the car and make sure that it's locked. And I got out and this guy that was pretty scruffy looking was eyeballing me top to bottom. And I made it a point to look back at him and smile as I'm looking at him, saying, okay, this guy is on the strange end of things, and if something happens, I know what he looks like. It's a 50-50 chance, maybe a 60-40 chance of picking out the person that would perpetrate a crime. But keep your head on a swivel. Make sure that you know what's happening around you. When you go shopping, make sure that the car is locked up. Make sure that your wallet is in your front pocket and not your hip pocket, guys. Make sure that it might be in your coat and it might be zipped up, or it could be inside the coat and the area is zipped up so thieves can't get to it. Look around and see who is following you.
Me.
If somebody's following you, like Michael, then what we do is we just say, guess what? The show is over and I'm getting out of here because I think there's somebody trying to follow me. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all we've got this week. And next week, we'll cover some more things that are happening. Just keep your head on a swivel. Make sure that you know what's going on around you. Prep like crazy. I'm serious. Prep like crazy because things could happen with the banks and we'll have problems. So anyhow, guys, have a good week. We'll talk to you on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Money and Change.
Sounds good, Stu. Everyone have a great week. Thank you for tuning in to Trim Radio Network. And we are so blessed to have you as always. God bless, folks. Have a great week. And where is my music? The book.